So let's begin this sixth chakra meditation, the third eye meditation, by getting comfortable. And as always, we'll start by going to our safe place, home base, wherever it is we go, to begin all meditations where we feel safe and comfortable, where it's familiar. And you're breathing in that space. And you're bringing the energy up to your third eye, above your brows, kind of in the middle of your forehead, between your brows, inside your head, where the pituitary lies, if you know where that is. And we're going to begin by resonating. Let's begin by resonating a soft purple light. And we're just going to breathe lavender or lilac or one of the soft purple lights. And we're going to resonate this purple light through the head and down the shoulders and arms, into the torso, into the body, down into the belly, to the hips, down the legs, into the feet, and vibrating this purple light out into our auric field, the different levels of aura around us, so that we're now pulsating in this beautiful purple light. And this purple light is holding the frequency of the third eye for us. And you're going to bring your mind's eye back into your head, into your third eye area. And the mind's eye is the projector of the vision that you want to create in this third eye. And for this particular meditation, we're going to create the vision of what our guide, our main guide, our inner physician, our wise one, the being or spirit that first and foremost is dedicated to guiding us on our journey here on earth. It's called many different things in different traditions. And for the sake of this meditation, I'll refer to it is our inner guide or inner guidance. And so I'm going to invite you to imagine deep within your brain, in your third eye area, a deep indigo light beginning to be created. It's a deep midnight sky. And in this deep midnight sky, you're going to find yourself in a field. And in this field, there's a stone circle. And there's enough light for you to go and find the stone circle. And in this circle, we're going to create a bonfire, or a campfire, whatever you want to call it. So create, it's already set up, just create the spark, the light, that sets this bonfire ablaze inside this sacred circle, the sacred stone circle that you've created. And this fire, it's a fire of consciousness. And it represents the energy, the base knowledge of your soul. It's going to create the energy for the voice of your guide to come through. So as you sit and watch this bonfire, watching the flames leap you're going to become mesmerized by the flame, and in the flame is going to appear what seems to be a being or a figure or some kind of what looks like a body in the fire. And as you watch this and focus more clearly, this spirit or being takes form and steps out of the fire as a being that's going to represent your guide, your main guide. It may be a robed figure. It may be just a flickering white light. It may be an animal, it may be anything that first and foremost you saw in the fire that has now stepped out to introduce itself as your main guide, as representation of your inner voice, of your soulic voice, of your spirit's voice, of your wise one's voice, whatever you choose to call it. This is now the being's representation. And you may want to sit and commune with this being now. So find yourself a comfortable place within this sacred circle. Maybe you can sit on one of the stones, if they're small enough. And sit with this being. This being may sit across from you or beside you, or however you see it is perfect. And if this being has eyes, look deep into this being's eyes, recognizing that these eyes are your eyes and you're looking into your own self, but you're looking into a self you've never seen before. It's a self of wisdom, of understanding, of consciousness. And you invite this being to speak to you. And this being is going to give you a message. And you will maybe hear this message or feel this message. Somehow you will receive knowledge and understanding from this being, and however it comes to you is how you will perceive it from now on from this being. So you may ask a question about something in your life that you're confused about, or upset about, or wondering. And you ask this to your guide. And your guide imparts some wisdom to you on how, first and foremost, for your highest good, you can solve this issue. So ask the question and listen, feel, know with the deepest part of your being what the answer is for your highest good. And how did you receive this bit of information? And if you didn't, if you're trying too hard to have it one way or another way, let go of all preconceived notions of how you should receive energy and knowledge from this being. And just sit totally neutral, totally empty. And again, ask this being, this guide, to impart some wisdom into you and allow yourself to receive without precondition as how this being chooses to give over the knowledge to you. And again, what did you notice? How did you receive the information? Was it audible? Or maybe you got a vision? Maybe you saw something in your inner eye? Maybe your body felt something? Or maybe knowledge just popped into your head as a fully formed thought process, understanding, complete limbic moment. And you knew, without having to hear or see or feel, you just knew. There is no right way or wrong way of perceiving any information from your inner guide. However you receive, it's perfect. Perfect for you right here, right now. So maybe you'd like to ask another question or sense or feel that you need some information imparted to you that's just beyond your grasp, beyond your conscious knowing or your unconscious knowing, as the case may be. Invite your inner guide to give you another piece of wisdom, of knowledge. And how did you perceive that piece of knowledge? Did it come in the same way the earlier piece had? Or was it different? Again, there is no right or wrong. There's just understanding and communion with your own inner guide. However this being chooses to impart the knowledge. And knowing that this inner guide is always here, always directing you, always offering you the true path for your journey here on earth. And anytime you choose access to it, you still yourself, ask, and listen, or feel, or know. And it's usually the first thing that pops into your mind is the guidance voice. And usually we want to edit it and say, no, no, that can't be, or, oh, I don't want to do that, or whatever. But usually the first thing that pops into your mind spontaneously upon thinking your question is the voice of your guidance. And anytime you want, you can come and sit in your sacred circle and create the fire, calling out the vision of your inner guide to you, and ask on a more conscious level, ritual, ceremonious level, like we're doing now. So thank your guide, the one that came to you today. You might want to stand in front of this being with your hands clasped together. And then gently open your hands, and in your hands there'll be a gift for your guide. Whatever it is, offer this gift to your guide as thanks for the energy that this guide took to come here, and offer you wisdom. Anytime we use our guide, it's always nice to return some kind of gift of love, appreciation, thanks, honoring to the being. And then allow this being to walk back into the fire and assimilate into the fire, integrate into the flames, until now there is nothing but the flames. The guide's gone back to its place of being, taking with him your thanks and love. And before you leave the sacred circle, you'll extinguish the fire. So just maybe hold your hand out and bring your hand down. And as you bring your hand down, the fire diminishes, 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 diminishes until it's gone into the ground. It's as simple as that. And maybe next time, if you choose to do this meditation again, you can come and put your hand out and raise your hand up, and the fire will instantly appear. So right now you've got your hand down, the fire's gone. You're going to thank the fire and the being, and then just very gently and quietly walk out of the stone circle. And as you walk back out of the stone circle, you're going to return to your third eye chakra, the sixth chakra, and back into the black indigo night. And then as you travel through the black indigo night, you'll see shades of purple, almost like a purple dawn beginning to come in around you. And this is the purple of the earlier energy we created, which filled our bodies, filled our beings. And so now you're surrounded again with this beautiful purple light. And you're going to bring this purple light up through your feet, through your legs, through your abdomen, your upper chest, through your hands and arms, back up through the neck, into your head. You're going to collect this ball of light into the sixth chakra level. And then it's just going to become so small, it just disappears. And you find yourself back at home base, your safe haven, that place where you began this journey. It's a very comfortable place, it's a very safe place, a place of being. And from there, you're going to bring more breath into your belly, finding that the breath brings new life force and awareness, coming back into this 3D world. Maybe wiggling your fingers, maybe wiggling your toes, rolling your head from side to side, and coming back into full consciousness. Namaste.